This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The European Union agreed Monday to impose sanctions on Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airspace and airports of the 27-nation bloc amid fury over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest an opposition journalist, reacting to what EU leaders called a brazen hijacking of the Ryanair jetliner flying from Greece to Lithuania on Sunday. They also demanded the immediate release of the journalist Roman Pratasevich, a key foe of the Belarusian president, Alexander Lukashenko. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians, and regional players to build on and strengthen last week's Gaza ceasefire. America's top diplomat also will push for an immediate flow of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip and lay the groundwork for resumption and peace talks. Blinken is also set to visit the Israel and the West Bank, Jordan, and Egypt. AP correspondent Reeve Foley reports on the World Health Organization chief about the future of pandemics.
The WHO is trying to figure out how the world can better prepare for and respond to health emergencies. The WHO's director, General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, repeated his concern about who's got COVID vaccines and who doesn't. He said, "There is no diplomatic way to say it. A small group of countries that make and buy the majority of the world's vaccines control the fate of the rest of the world."
That's AP correspondent Rita Foley, and this is VOA News. U.S. health officials in the State Department on Monday warned Americans against travel to Japan because of a surge in coronavirus cases in the country, which is preparing to host the Olympics in just 2 months. The twin alerts do not ban U.S. citizens from visiting the country, but they could have an impact on insurance rates for travelers and may factor into decisions by Olympic athletes and spectators on whether to compete in or attend the Games, which are due to start in July. There was no immediate indication as to what effect the warnings might have on would-be Olympic goers. A U.S. government watchdog is contradicting claims from the previous administration that migrant parents willingly left their children behind in the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Department of Homeland Security Inspector Generals released a report that under the Trump administration policy of separating migrant families at the border, some parents were forced to leave the U.S. without their children, even though they had asked for them back. And in nearly 350 cases, ICE had no record showing migrants wanted to leave their children in the U.S. That contradicts a claim that thousands of parents were choosing to leave their children behind while the parents were deported. The American Civil Liberties Union says it learned some parents were even told that their children would join them on the plane, but then the flight took off without them. So far, the Biden administration's only reunited the first four families this month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The UN Special Envoy for Myanmar warned Monday of possible civil war in the country, saying people are arming themselves against the military junta, and protesters have started shifting from defensive to offensive actions, using homemade weapons and training from some ethnic armed groups. Christine Schreiner-Bergener told a virtual UN news conference that people are starting self-defense actions because they are frustrated and fear attacks by the military, which carried out a coup on February 1st against the democratically elected government and is using a huge scale of violence. The Security Council condemned killings and attacks against UN peacekeepers in the strongest terms, and it's calling for a prompt prosecution of those responsible. It underscored the critical importance of safety and security for the UN's more than 90,000 peacekeepers serving 12 missions abroad. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.